Joining us today, we have Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got another council meeting out of the way. You did have a lot of different things that have been going on. And
yes.
Let's go. I want to start right away with a presentation you got from Sam Conlon.
Yes.
High school senior?
Junior, I think.
Junior.
So, yep.
And he actually did the same presentation. He made it to the Park Commission.
He sent it on to you guys
about just some...
rehabilitation of the Macos trails
yeah.
and low water crossings and things like that. Sam emailed me late last year about this. He said he had a presentation, and I said, well, I'll get you on the Park Commission agenda. And he went and presented before them. They really enjoyed it. And he said, can I present to council as well? I said, absolutely. And so finally got him on the agenda last night, and he let everybody know kind of what the benefits of improving those trails would be. And everybody was very impressed with the work that he put in there. And we'll try to see what we can do with that Park Commission 10-year plan that's coming up.
He did emphasize he wasn't asking for funds or anything like that.
Just presenting ideas.
He wanted him to know you have a great opportunity.
Absolutely. Yes. It's a good asset that's out there. I go out there every now and again. People take their dogs out there. It'd be great to improve those when we can.
So anyway, I expect more discussion to be coming up. Probably, again, like you said, on the 10-year plan that comes out of the park.
Commission. When we have that list from them and we can wrap our arms around it and see what is in the most need and what we can dedicate funds to.
And again, we did have Brian Horn also kind of reviewing what's going on with the Ames Regional Alliance, Economic Alliance. And of course, he is our Boone County Economic Growth Executive Director.
He is. So gave a lot of updates on how the housing development is going on, and Prairie Place in particular, they're really moving right along despite the weather on constructing those townhouses.
Well, it was cold, and people that live down there say it's amazing how much work they're getting done in that amount of time.
Absolutely.
Well, before we get into last night's meeting, I want to go back because you did have your special meeting. It was going to be held or was held a week ago on the 14th and focused strictly on budget.
Yes.
And with all the other meetings that were going on, I didn't have a chance to go watch it. But you said you were hoping it was going to be a pretty smooth affair.
It was.
And it went through pretty well.
It went very well. We are dealing with changes that the legislature made a couple of sessions ago about how the general fund levy can be calculated based on growth and things like that. And so this was not an assessment year, but there was a rollback change.
Mm-hmm.
And so after everything was said and done, our revenues increased a little over 4%. Without that legislative change, they would have increased about 7%, it was. A lot of it had to do with increased building fees that we're expecting from Daisy Brands. And so that's almost $400,000 that we're expecting from those building fees from Daisy. So if you take that out, everything was pretty much status quo on the general fund budget.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to lower the general fund levy. We will after we certify it. And we're going to increase the debt service levy to equal those levies out so there's no levy change.
So bottom line, those levy will stay at 15-12.
No levy change, And we're going to use the amount in debt service levy in order to pay off some of the water and wastewater bonds that we had previously so that we can free up some cash in those accounts to pay for some of the upgrades in cash so we don't have to bond for them. That saves a lot of cost to the ratepayers in the future.
That's and again, that's where a lot of your work is. Your debt that you'll be looking at. Obviously, we've got the road and things like that that are happening. But most of the work, and it was going to be even before Daisy, was going to be focused on water and wastewater, upgrading your plants.
Yeah, for example, we have this pressing screen down at the wastewater treatment plant that needs to be replaced with a new protocol. We're going to move that up in the plan because we can pay for it in cash.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to have to be done regardless because that's a part of a machine that was going out and becoming antiquated.
A lot of people... New plants, not quite.
Yep. There's a lot of work to be done.
25. Well, we one from the last last night, the Lime Slaker. They're finally getting started on that, which is one of those upgrades. You did roofing this past summer.
Roofing, yep. So just one piece at a time, really chipping away at that deferred maintenance to make sure our plants are up and running as good as they can be for the future.
And I do, and so people do understand you had gone with the intent to have. What was it, about $2.5 million in bonds for both water and wastewater to do some of the early work that
That's
you had
right.
planned? Anyway.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. That was already set aside. And And of course, we'll talk later on about the meeting when, you know, things come up as things change.
From last night, yes, we had a
But the other the other thing about that happened that was of note in the budget hearing last Tuesday was in local option sales tax, we had $325,000 that was unallocated. So all the departments got the requests that they put in. From local option sales tax for capital improvements, and the $325,000 was left over. Councilman Mormon had a plan to use $25,000 to put some permanent picnic tables at the green space at 8th and Story, and at the memorial green space just on 9th Street there. So we'll get about, I think, six permanent picnic tables there, and so that's something we've been working on. And the other $300,000 we're going to put in a CD to wait for the Park Commission 10-year comprehensive plan, and that can be deployed. And we talked about just labeling it as quality of life improvements, so it can go towards parks, trails, things of that nature.
Well, and it, there's always you always have some reserves. I know the city does maintain a certain level.
We have ample reserves. We are waiting for legislative action this year on property taxes to see what changes might be made. Like I mentioned earlier, the change with those Daisy, you know, building fees, we're not going to spend those immediately. We're going to keep those in reserve just in case. But we talked about with those, if there aren't major legislative changes and we aren't experiencing budget shortfalls next year, we're going to put that to work towards infrastructure improvements, road rehabilitation, and things of that nature.
So, things that will need to be done.
Yep. So we're kind of saving up for those and waiting to see what are the rules of the road are going to be.
One of the upsides of that is you don't have to borrow.
Nope.
Again, that's I know that's one of the things council has traditionally. If we, there are times when you do need to borrow just to improve your, keep your credit out there.
Yeah.
But for a lot of it is you don't borrow if you don't have to.
Yeah. And we're on track for next fiscal year. We put aside money this fiscal year and then the remaining next fiscal year to do a large road resurfacing project on First Street, east of Story, and then north-south along in that corridor because those roads are getting pretty beat up.
For those that wonder, the capital improvements out of that, but I think you had around $11 million. That was just in that fiscal year that you were going to be paying. And that included some airport improvements and things like that. And I think the total package for the five-year capital plan might be $47 million or something like that. So pretty
over
pretty
5 years. Yeah. And it comes from different funds, too.
Sure. But
making a lot of investments.
There are a lot going on there, too. So all in all, budget came out pretty good. You like that?
Everybody was pleased. It was a very smooth meeting.
And fortunately, got done quickly. Good.
Yep.
So last night, let's go back to water and sewer.
Yes.
Utility committee had some recommendations for you, and one of them has to do with some of the latest data that came in from Daisy about their discharge, what they're going to be sending down to the wastewater plant.
Yep.
And capacity is the big issue that showed up there.
Yep, an equalization of the flows and everything like that. And so in order to, we have to put in a new pump.
You're going to do a lift station.
Yeah, lift station. We're going to do that anyway. So the question is, how big of a lift station? What assets does it need to have and things like that? And then coming from the lift station, what do the water flows need to be going to the wastewater treatment plant? And essentially there were three options that were presented. Each of them had their pros and cons, but the third option was the cheapest, number one, and it was the least invasive, number two. And in addition to that, instead of going with a 12-inch pipe from the Daisy site or from the lift station to wastewater treatment, they advised to go with a 16-inch pipe that could increase capacity for the future, and it was a negligible increase in cost. So in order to just do it once, they're going to go with the 16-inch pipe.
It does open up, again, opportunities for other development in that area.
Yes, so. And you don't have to go back in again as costs increase and redo the whole project.
So right now, anyway, that's going to be something. It is an increase in cost. It's $1.6 million, I think, is the early estimate.
Yep. So we'll have to plan that into our bonding capabilities and things like that. And that's why it's so important to do the work I was talking about earlier and get those other bonds paid off so that we can keep rates as stable as possible. Keep
moving forward with that, Waylon Andrews did present to the utility committee the next phase of the, I call it sump pump inspection, but the technical would be
inflow and infiltration.
Yeah, sanitary sewer inflow and infiltration. And again, several segments of the community have been done. This will be coming up starting in July, the seventh phase,
yep,
which is way down on the south side.
That
south
is.
Of First and I think north of Park.
Yep, between First and Park, east of Story, and then west of Jackson.
So,
and so that corridor around the middle school, hospital mm-hmm. area, east of my house and things yep. like that.
So that's a pretty good sized area.
A lot yeah, of and it's a densely populated area too, with a lot of houses in there. And so,
working with WHKS on this.
Yep, WHKS, and they're going to put together RFPs. The amount that was required was a little bit less than what they had thought to be budgeted, and the committee talked also about what is our end game for the INI program to get all of the areas inspected. And they believe that if they're able to dedicate a little bit more funds in the next two fiscal years, they can get it done by phase nine. So okay. this fiscal year and then two subsequently, and then it'll be all done.
So, and timing-wise would be just about right for upgraded wastewater to
yep.
be able to do it without having additional stormwater coming through.
That's right.
That's
so try to get everything done at the same time and see how it works. So.
That's the goal anyway, is keep that stormwater out.
Yep, so we don't have to process that clean water and...
Plenty of that going in.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, again, for those that wonder, we did have some rain events, and you were able to find out that you still have some storm water getting in there, but it is definitely reduced.
Yeah, significant decrease in the amount of storm water being processed by the wastewater treatment plant.
So that is still going to be going on. Again, seventh phase will be starting July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other things that came forward, building official Dave Aides, again, had an issue with an alley vacation, which
yep. Unimproved alley, yeah, no curb cut on it. There was one neighbor that was opposed, but I think they'll be able to be taken care of even if the alley is vacated.
We also know that he had the annual resolution for tax abatements.
That's
and,
right, yeah.
This is where you actually get a chance to take a look at the numbers and
that's right.
see what was built and what was requested through
yeah.
A lot of programs that really have been in the city's been using for some time.
Quite a while, yeah, way before I've been involved. We've had $2 million of residential applications for tax abatements, and so that indicates great growth in our residential sector. Improvements on homes and new homes and things like that. And then a $1.3 million commercial application from AgCertain. So they did a major rail spur improvement out at their facility too. And so that's a great investment that they're making out at that place.
So quiet. We yep. forget they're there, right?
Exactly. They just kind of keep themselves, just keep doing great business, and we're happy to have them as a partner.
And people wonder about the rail spur. That's something they really wanted. Boone and Scenic Valley is a big driver for that
mm-hmm.
because... they continue to provide access to the industrial park, and this
yes.
is what AgCertain really wanted, being able to get the rail cars
yep,
in.
Yep, get their product out through rail. That's going to be a great asset for them.
So that's pretty sizable investment there.
It was.
Now, a little different there, they have to sign an assessment agreement, don't they?
Yes, from the state, it's a new requirement.
So got that handled anyway. Five new homes out of the residential, though.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of pretty extensive remodeling
yeah,
projects,
yeah.
too.
It's great to see.
We also last night had a few other things. Let's go with the RISE grant, because now we're going to be moving forward with that. People hear a little bit more about that. But this means that our extension of Hancock Drive is
yes.
going to be coming up here pretty quick.
Yep, absolutely. So the state awarded us the RISE grant for that, paying 80% of those improvements. We took formal action to approve the execution of agreement for funding for that, and so we'd be able to move on in the next fiscal year with that Hancock extension for the Daisy project.
So getting that in, that means, yeah, we got design going on. What, SEH is doing that
yes.
and getting ready. I don't know. Is the part of the $3 million, is that there is a portion the DOT will use on their roundabout project, I believe.
I
think that's part of it.
I'd have to double check.
Well, I know your whole project is.
Yeah.
They got a lot of put in there. So.
Yeah, the roundabout projects are supposed to occur on the same timeline.
Yeah. So,
and so I'm sure it's budgeted
anyway,
similarly.
That's going forward. Let's see. The Old Council did approve their agreement now with... dealing with Drainage District 137, and people
yes.
are going to go, what?
Yeah, that's a very cumbersome and, you know, nuanced issue there. But it really shows that the city has been able to work with the county on some of these more sensitive issues, and Supervisor Sean Bryant really took it upon himself to craft this agreement with the city to make sure that we're not really doing work that doesn't need to be done and saving costs to the taxpayers. And it doesn't matter if it's on the county side or the city side. So that was a great agreement.
Bottom line is if the silting, if the sewer line through that drainage district creates a problem, silting, the city will cover the cost of getting that
cleaned up. Yep, exactly. It's just
so
a
we don't get
thing.
It buried as bad as it was before.
Yep, absolutely.
Which was a long time ago. Let me go back. Speaking of Waylon Andrews, and again, the inspection program, getting rid of your fuel tanks. And
yes.
Well, he's working on a plan here.
Yeah, he's going to apply for a grant to try to offset the cost of getting that fuel tank out of the shed. There's a lot of nuances and changes going on with how the companies charge, and that's exorbitant fees for technology upgrades and things like that. So they're looking at going for a different route instead of having that fuel tank themselves.
He has a plan coming
yes.
forward. But
he's been working on it for a very long time.
Yeah, your underground tanks, 30 over 30 years old. And
that's right.
That's usually the time they start.
End of life.
The DNR starts going, time.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
To move ahead.
So this is the last year for that grant funding to get the tank out of there. So it's an opportune time to
apply
for the
fund. So he'll be pursuing that. Besides that going on, he did introduce a new public works employee that.
That's right.
Jared Briggs, I think.
Yes, and he was at the meeting, and it'll be great to have Jared coming on. The street department.
He'll be on and get him. I told him, don't go in any kind of thing when you get wet in the cold.
That's, yeah.
That's not the place to be.
No.
A couple other things that came up last night. We did have Nate Osmundson said he's going to be more involved with doing some work at the, well, at the green space and
right.
Being involved with some of the planning and some of the programming there.
Yeah, so Nate has been really interested in and putting on more programming at the green space at 8th Street, 8th and Story. And he's been there. He's talked with Chris Blocker, talked with Terry Mormon about mm-hmm. taking over the administration of that space. And he's got some plans for, improvements, upgrades, staining, getting rid of the pigeons,
yeah.
And some different events that he can hold down there. So it'll be great to see a lot of activity down there.
He is also going to have kind of a club sport meeting, I think.
That's right.
Working with some of the boosters and things
like
that.
On the 30th, all the club sports are invited, the leadership there, and I believe some other partners as well. Just people that are involved with youth sports in the city mm-hmm. to get together from the different areas to come and talk about what's working well, what's not, and just get a dialogue going. That's on January 30th at 6 p.m.
Gives him an opportunity to, what can I do to help?
Exactly, yeah. What services can we provide you and your club and your members?
So, again, that'll be coming up. People hear a little bit more about that. No, it's not taking them over, things
nope,
like
absolutely
that. It's just
not.
What can we do and how can we all get together to put out the best program?
Exactly. How can we serve the children? And there are a couple of holes in the programming, too, that we don't have clubs for. Blast ball for the little kids, and then flag football.
Yeah.
He has gotten Force Board grant funding for those and another Fenton grant for those programs as well. So that'll be really great to see those programs start up. And so kind of look for more information how you can sign your little kids up for that.
Did want to, again, get back to the Lime Slaker project.
Sure.
That is going on at the water plant.
Yes.
And, folks, this was an original piece of equipment that just wore out. It needed to be replaced.
That's right, yeah.
And the $400,000 payment just to get things all set up and
that's
ready
right.
to go.
Yep. So we approved that payment as well.
And that's going to be a project that will be going on. Should be completed in May, so mm-hmm. Something that was planned for. One of the things that has come up discussion in, go back to the hotel motel tax,
yes.
where that was one of the first things that the council did. But we've seen some pressure, again, on facilities,
occupancies. Yeah.
And actually also getting some requests from Ames, could you do something
that's
as well?
Right.
Because they would like to shift people more in this direction as well.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to have the Iowa Firefighters Association come in and have their convention at the expo at the same time that we have Super Nationals. And so it'd be really great in the future to have occupancy or rooms available for everybody to stay at for all the events. And so we've been talking about for some time doing another hotel feasibility study, what type of hotel, where, and things like that. And then Administrator Scare also mentioned that he can lump in a restaurant feasibility study too. Mm-hmm. That's something that people talk about a lot, getting a couple new restaurants in, different varieties and things of that nature. And so we'll be able to have the data to present to different organizations to pitch and say, hey, if you come here, you'll be able to do a good business. And so mm-hmm. we'll see what comes of that. So we're getting the ball rolling on that.
And again, having that information, that's usually the first step when they come in and they ask, do you have a study? Do you have the data?
Yeah, we're clearing the road so that if a business wants to come in and start, they're ready to go and they know what they're walking into. And it's a great place to do business.
Okay. Before we wrap things up, which is coming up here very quickly, I want you to also remind people.
Oh, yeah. So my other hat I wear is I'm the president of the Boone Lions Club, and we have our Lions Club Pancakes Days. $10 per ticket, all you can eat, pancake, sausage, drink. That's out at the fairgrounds on Friday from 4:30 to 7 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. So please come out and see us. And the weather is supposed to be much, much nicer this weekend.
Oh, it's got to be. I can remember some when it was ice out there. So
that's right.
We get all of those kinds of things going on. A couple of committee meetings that'll be coming up. I know you did get the, utility committee out of the way, but public safety has one coming up. Oh, back to the fire. When the Firefighters Association comes.
Yes.
They talked about the parade.
That's right. Yeah. They tossed around the idea of a parade, but with Supernationals going on, kind of stretches resources. So they're going to do something of a tractor ride, show off their equipment and things like that on a specified route, but not necessarily a parade.
Yeah, they tend to bring in antique fire trucks.
Yes, and so
it'll
be good to see.
We'll do a lot of lights and sirens or things.
Yeah, so that's going to be a very fun and busy weekend in Boone.
There's going to be a lot of things happening there. In the meantime, otherwise, next meeting will be coming up in February.
February 3rd?
Did you have all the things together for the public hearings for the budget and everything else?
Yes, it's all just putting everything in the formal documents, and then we'll have a separate public hearing that'll be announced and things like that. But the budget is very smooth this year, and so I'm really grateful to administration for that.
Yes, they did it. Thank you to all the staff and all the departments that did everything they needed to do.
Absolutely.
Again, Boone Mayor Eli Steins, our guest on our Tuned In program today, and off to a ribbon cutting.
New ownership of Dutch Oven Bakery, celebrating the Van Heberts as well and their legacy that they left behind. So,
thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.